My name is Jerome Felton. I play for the Minnesota Vikings, and right here I'm going to talk about one of our staple run plays in our offense.
All day, let's go.
Right here we have the 42 draw.
So I write 42 lead, ready?
This is going to be a good play here. It's 42 lead.
First and 10 from the Vikings, 18-yard line. Handoff, Adrian up the middle, room to the 20. Cuts to the left for the 25. And Adrian's loose. He splits the defense. 50, 40, 30. Goodbye, baby. Touchdown!
What we're going to do, we're trying to trick the defense. We're going to play like we're going to throw it deep, trying to get the linebackers to drop off. The line is going to take a pass set to get the defensive line to rush, and it's going to isolate me on the middle linebacker. They have a 4-3 defense here. 55 is the mic. When the line takes a pass set, the offensive line, the defensive line is automatically going to go into a defensive pass rush to try to sack the quarterback.
Watch how the offensive line manages this on a draw.
That's going to open up a couple lanes and basically put me one-on-one with the Mike linebacker, who's also dropping because he thinks we're passing the ball.
Jerome Felton, now that there's the hole, that's where the lead fullback comes into play for Adrian Peterson.
Me and Adrian's also going to take a draw set, too, and that lets them think that, okay, they're not going to run downhill at us. When we take the draw set, you'll see the Mike linebacker react and start backing up. That leaves me one-on-one. He's on his heels. I have a full head of steam, so that gives me the advantage in blocking him. Adrian is going to try to set my block up. He's going to shake him out right, and he's going to try to make the play over the top. Adrian cuts back, and he just uses his natural athletic ability to outrun everybody else. And, you know, he does that a lot. He's pretty good at it. Up next, we're going to have one of our key run plays. It's called 38 Club G Boss.
38 G Boss, eh?
We try to get outside on defense every once in a while. We're pretty much a power offense. We try to run downhill, get on the linebackers, let our line really fire off the ball. But you have to mix in some outside run plays just in case when they start stacking the box and getting everybody in the middle, you want to try to hit them outside just so you'll have a little more space to run. And that's what this play does here. 38, you're going to hit. That means Adrian's running to the 8 hole. The boss in the play puts B on strong safety. You'll see the strong safety here. You're going to see the right guard pull. He's going to kick out the force player. The force player on this play right here is the guy kind of hanging off outside the defensive end. That's the cornerback.
Running right, Peterson. Look out for the 50, and he's gone. Count it down. Peterson, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. High stepping into the end zone. 61 yards.
You see the guard kick out. He blocks the corner. I'm up inside on the strong safety. As soon as I went through, I knew it was an open hole. I glanced to my left and I said, well, if Adrian comes through this hole, it's a touchdown.
I knew as soon as I got to him, I knew he was gone. I was like, please let him be outside. I knew he was gone.
So as I'm blocking strong safety, I'm kind of glancing at him out of the side of my eye and I see him cut right and I knew it was a touchdown because usually the back safety with Adrian's speed is not going to be able to catch him.
Adrian gets the carry and he's loose inside the 50, 40,